Blog Talk Radio.
Well, at least we know that she can count backwards.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made.
That's a mighty good statement that we make right there at the beginning of Blog Talk Radio, but cut off since we are already live on Facebook tonight and don't like that when you use that music like that. So welcome to Blog Talk Radio, all of our friends from around the world. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Another night in the presence of God presence of our friends. And, you know, to do the work of the ministry that he's given us to do and to reach out and touch this whole world. Aren't you glad that right here, right now, today, we can reach out and touch this world by you and me in this form and in this fashion in Jesus' mighty name? Now, we're going to get right to it. So we're going to share the screen here. We'll put up the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's
all right,
we're all right.
It's coming.
There we go.
Oh, I was thinking that. Rise together with me. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. Moment of silence will last for 21 seconds. In honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier, this moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
And now
we will pray our opening prayer, like we pray every time we come here. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, heirs of God,
joint.
Don't
it's
mind
the body
us.
Of Christ.
Don't mind us. We're just out wandering around talking, all right? As children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever.
And that
glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I know we say it every time we come here, but just keep saying it with us. The commanded blessing of unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commands the blessing, life, forevermore. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Everybody say it. Yes, I have a calling.
Have a calling.
We do. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Just lift your hands and say, I receive all of the fullness of God in my life right now. I want us to pray together in the Holy Spirit, because I'm facing some opposition here tonight, and it's opposition's got to break, and it's got to break right now. You ready? So let's just pray together in the Holy Spirit. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we enter into the presence of Almighty God by the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. You said, building up ourselves in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Somanda lesifre maka lesitonaka. Ena no monde keribava lesitina monka tamana vitaba. Ena nesika lasone mabedin monondika. Ananole mebe lasa nika nidra nomba lava deba deba lasa karanumbata. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sambanda lasitike de badambada no sikatua. O manesidodo. Ana la semronica. O de bala sibide badakana manakondida. In the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you right now, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Anda bule veta reka sanamandaka. Anaramondere babala sitika. Endala randere bade bade kariyantamaka. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak over everyone who is in attendance tonight, that there is no weapon formed against us or this program that has any ability to prosper. Zero. Every tongue that has been risen against us, we condemn those tongues now, and we declare tonight this message, this time together, is blessed by Almighty God.
Amen.
Onde nasimunde davla raketisha makadiundika. En amunde le bavre basinikeda malanka dedimondema. En anomba la side veda balanda nombra katakadipede basinikundemala. I speak right now over every person who's supposed to be in attendance tonight. Shobanda labra di de kevada bala side nenokiti. In the mighty name of Jesus, all opposition, you are bound. We resist you steadfast in the faith. Get back, get away from our ministry and our lives. We have been given power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means come anywhere close to us in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bada nashika bolobana nemantika. Enamana vidi sita boloka de bada banandu sumanakuta. Enamanasa vidi balata di kinishamano kolarana vidi bidisika. We receive the peace of God. Everybody say it. Peace in my spirit.
Peace in my spirit.
Peace in my soul.
Peace in my soul.
And peace in my body.
And peace in my body.
Onde lembrando se pacande bede balonde na nabunde na pesica di bacata. Andaluse di manda cadabalibi debadi basta cadamandonde devalasse di menacundima. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Omanda lesipra kafadavanda ledosika. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, just say, Holy Spirit, fill me. And then say, I receive my heavenly prayer language right now. Omanda la sita de cabra lucida. Onde le mandu de baba la sede che ne banda de mundica. Anima sica de bala da sitica. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise. Onde nasta punde calabade dobra nasta divini balakata. Ende ne babala sunne ne mande kiribidi botaka. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. So that we, this is Ephesians 4. So that we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now let's go down here. And I know we spoke this afternoon, but I want to speak it again right now tonight, because I'm feeling the opposition here tonight, and I rebuke all opposition.
Amen.
Amen?
Yep.
No, it's not feel. I can tell there's an opposition to where we're doing and where we're at. And right now in the realm of the spirit, we're just dealing with it. All right? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you immediately. All power in heaven and earth has been given to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we walk in his power as we tread on serpents and scorpions and dominate over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us this day and all the days of our lives. So with this power, on behalf of the community of faith, we have taken our place in life and are standing our ground and advancing to possess new and greater territory of our inheritance. We are courageous in possessing the land of promise to fulfill our assignment in the place and position that you, Lord, have ordained for us as kings and priests.
This day we win souls and preach the gospel of the kingdom, and the Lord confirms the word with signs, wonders, and miracles that bear witness of
the truth.
As God's ambassadors, heaven's governmental representatives, we establish righteousness, which produces justice, and God's vengeance and recompense on the earth against the workers of iniquity. We teach all nations the word of God's love for us all, and
cause good to triumph over evil. Jesus has made us a new creation by the washing of his blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love how that says, we cause good to triumph over evil.
We cause good to triumph over evil right now. Amen. Page 7. We know the truth. We believe the truth and speak the truth. We are one with God and bring the gospel of peace to our neighborhood. We are skilled in the word of righteousness, repossessing what is ours and what is Christ. We occupy until the Lord returns, and we are dominating in our true identity as one with Christ. We are fulfilling God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives as the body of Christ.
We believe,
we speak, and we manifest God's covenant and promises as sons of God and partakers of His divine nature. We keep and bring our bodies into subjection.
We
refuse to be dominated
by our emotions, fleshly
appetite, our environment, or memories or traumas of the past. Now let's pause. I speak over every trauma in our past right now in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody, lay your hands on your head or your heart and just say this. All trauma.
Whether physical, spiritual, or psychological.
Your power is broken from my life. And I am free now in Jesus' name. I receive all of Jesus' love. All of his mercy.
All of his grace.
All of his righteousness.
Standing in the blood of Jesus right now.
In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's make this one. We take our places as the Lord's house, established in the top of every mountain of influence. And we now repossess every nation and kingdom, every land and all wealth to the uttermost parts of the earth for the glory of God. Isaiah 2:2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We establish the culture of the kingdom of God and drive out every enemy and adversary opposing God's people. I love this confession. May the Lord execute vengeance against every wicked agent of theirs to attack the righteous. In the name of Jesus, we are reclaiming all ground for the Lord. We are advancing
in full force, clothed in the armor of God. We have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded
with truth. And our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And we wield the sword of the Spirit,
which is the word of God. In the name
of Jesus, we bind and cast under our feet all spirits of deception sent to nullify our faith or our kingdom impact in this earth. Because we are alive unto Christ, we bind and cast away all hindering spirits sent to tempt us, oppose us, provoke us in any way, and sent to cause us to toil. In the name of Jesus, we bind, resist, and cast away all spirits sent to bring disaster and sent to disturb our peace. We are alive unto God, which makes us dead to sin. By God's promises,
we become partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption
that is in the world.
We enforce the victory of Jesus Christ
and his blood over all enemies and declare you are a defeated and spoiled foe. We plead the blood of Jesus over us and our community of faith.
Hallelujah.
It is written, the Lord shall curse him who curses us. For it is a righteous thing
to recompense
tribulation
to them
that trouble us.
So
we release the vengeance of the Lord and tribulation to all of your sham enforcers of darkness sent to trouble us. I got to fix that. I went in today and fixed it.
Really?
Obviously not.
We
command you to
go
back into your place, into outer darkness. We resist you.
Our community of faith resists you.
We command you to flee from us. Your works have been destroyed, and you are powerless against us. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Number 9. We draw the bloodline
of Jesus
around us. Our spirits,
souls,
and bodies, our families, homes, communities, and relationships, our assets, businesses, churches, and ministries. Deception, you cannot trespass the blood. You shall reap 1,000-fold upon yourself for your rebellion and for all you have plagued humanity with. For every pit that you have dug and every trap you have set for the righteous, you shall fall into it yourself. In Jesus' name, we call it done now in the mighty name
of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Slightly longer confession than we usually make in the evening, but I can tell there's opposition in family tonight, and we're going to just continue to drive it back.
Amen.
Remember, not everything you always feel in your physical being is a physical problem. Sometimes it's a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
And we fight that spiritual battle now. And we win and have won in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So, welcome here tonight, guys. Glad to have you with us. Everybody that's with us. You know, we've been celebrating 2 years of God's blessing on our life and ministry. And
can't see you.
Can't see it. All right. Thanks, guys. There. People that saw darkness now see a great light. Now, you and I have, we've been very specifically conquering in every day. You know, I think about every battle that you and I have won. We have won a serious amount of battles in this place. When you think about it. We have really helped a lot of people win some battles.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone, for your faith with us.
Here and
Amen.
Amen. We are, hang on, they got to get YouTube live. We are continually, every day, sitting in the microwave corner here. Don't mind that. Just the microwave. We are continually moving mountains in people's lives in a way that, I don't know, very few ministries ever get to do. Because you got to pay this price every day, and you got to stand in this in the gap and make up the hedge. And then you just keep helping people no matter what goes on. And we win. And we win.
And we win.
We do win. And we're winning right now tonight. So tonight we're going to talk about, hang on just a second here. We're going to talk about entering into our promised land.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I'm entering in.
We're entering in. Right here, right now.
Oh, my
now.
Goodness. I got so much stuff open, I can't even get to the bottom of the screen. Here. Is everybody still there?
I'm here. We're here.
Yay.
Everybody just sit tight. There it is. Well, almost. Nope. There they are. I got it. Everybody hang on. Did you guys go somewhere? I lost everybody. Where's everybody at?
We're just trying
we're
to...
right here. I didn't go anywhere. I'm still here.
Yeah, see, we're all here.
It's just waiting for you to show us your handsome face. Can you see me now?
I can see you now. I can see you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Tragic as I'm still hanging.
Just waiting for us to show your handsome face.
Now, I want to do something here.
Alrighty.
I want to do something here.
He says I'm here.
I can see all y'all now. I couldn't see you a minute ago. I had stuff everywhere on the screen.
It's a miracle, sir. A miracle you can see.
Yay!
Now, I want to do something here. Have I said that yet?
Yes.
We're all waiting with great anticipation to see what it is.
Say again, Roger.
Three times, but who's counting?
Now, we are. I'm working on something.
All right.
Because I would like to play another message from days gone by.
Oh, all right.
How would that be?
About entering into the promised
yes.
land? Is that what
yes.
you're
saying? Yes. You know, and just everybody having a good time entering into the promised land. But everybody just cool it for a second. Because I got to figure out, I'm remembering, let me say it differently, I'm remembering how to put the sound on my little speaker. Do you remember?
Where is your little...
Right there. It's right there. I usually have this all worked out, but that's why I told you a little bit ago, I'm like, we got to pray because
you
I can...
Phone, don't you?
Yeah.
How many stories have you ever looked up to see how many stories there were that God brought people into a promised land? I mean, I know the
the biggest, most well-known is going the children of Israel going into Canaan. But there was also, you know, Abraham, when God told him to get out of the land of his fathers and enter into this new land that he was giving him, and then the Jericho and Jacob. There's so many stories of entering into the promised land. And I guess until just now, I never really thought about exactly.
Well, and when you think about everybody that entered in, of course, the children of Israel did, but David had to enter his promised land because Solomon had to enter their promised land. Because when you start thinking about the promised land, it's not just the nation of Israel.
Right.
You and I are entering our promised land every single day that we're here. And it is an assignment by God for you and I to enter in to our promised land. And that's where we need to go tonight, is entering into our own personal promised land. So just go real quick. I'm messing to see how this is going to happen here. It's interesting because I know I do it on YouTube, but I can't. That's not a YouTube link. I forgot how I did it. Don't anybody freak out. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4.
All right.
I'm remembering how to do this right now.
All right.
Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And I'm going to go to, I think it's verse 1 through what? 8? 1 through 10. It's one through, it's the whole chapter.
All right.
Don't you love it when you don't get one verse? I love it. I love it when we can lay out the word of God in a manner that you can see it all the way through the word. And,
amen.
And thank God for that. Thank God that I was trained in a way and I listened to men of God who are teaching, so that,
thank you, Rebecca.
In my heart is the desire to have all the word, not just a little dabble, do you?
Yeah.
That was Brill Cream.
I remember that.
And a little dab of that stuff did do you, because that was some sticky stuff. Here we go. Hold your Bible up. I do not need you guys talking over here. I don't know what you're doing. Hold your Bible. Don't. Another video was getting ready to start and just all of a sudden started going. So it's like, no.
Thou shalt not interrupt the program.
All right, here we go. We're going to hold our Bibles up and make our confession.
Well, this is pretty Bible, Rebecca. I need to start looking for a new Bible. My duct tape is starting to come loose.
Come on, this Bible's getting heavy.
Well, I'd wait for the door. Here we go. Hold your Bible up. Make this with us. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
My resident teacher.
My resident teacher.
Is making his word come alive.
Is making his word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word
and plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return. In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Sounds like church. Doesn't it sound like church?
I love it. I love it.
Hallelujah. Now, we would never make that much noise in church.
Probably would in my church, Phyllis, but it's all right. Here we go. Philip. Philip. Hebrews 4, verse number 1. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to come short of it. Now, that word fear does not mean to be a fraidy cat. It means to have great, awesome respect. Reverence. Amen. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he said, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Verse 6, since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. Then he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God.
Hallelujah, that's us.
Amen. Say it. I'm entering my rest.
I'm entering my rest.
For he who has entered the rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Verse 7. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall to the example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. So he's telling us, enter in. Enter in. Verse 14. Seeing then that we have a high priest, great high priest, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we were, and yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now, over and over, he says, we've got to labor to enter in to the rest.
Yeah.
Now, you might say, well, that just is crazy.
How can that be?
But, you know, well, let's look at that verse. Verse 10. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God ceased from his. All right? Now, you might say, well, God didn't really cease from his work. Well, Jesus said, my Father's been working since the beginning. But why? Because he was finished with his work. And one of the things you and I got to see is that entering into the rest is some severe labor.
Yeah.
And yet, just like God rested from his work, you and I can rest from our work. Now, that doesn't mean sleep. This is talking about sleeping. Talking about Phyllis. No. Sunday. No. This is Leanne. Don't worry about it. Look at verse 14. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne room of grace. You and I got to come in boldly to the throne room of grace every single day. And as you and I enter our promised land, we're no different than Joshua or any of the rest of them. They walked into a land they didn't know. Of course, Joshua and Caleb, they kind of knew the land. They saw a little bit of it, but they were entering into a land they didn't know. And they had to take commands from God of what to do next and hear his voice and you know, see what God was doing. So they knew what to do next in that promised land. Nobody else would take it. And then, you know, we just read through the book of Joshua, and one chapter in there told about all the kings that he had taken over and all the kings that Moses had conquered. And you're like, man, there was a lot of kings to be conquered back then in those days. And yet, every bit of it was done by the direction and the leadership of Almighty God in Jesus' name. Now, go with me to John chapter 5. This is one of the most important parts.
Hi, Francetta. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Francetta. Francetta's here, everybody.
Where did you just tell us to go? John 5?
John 5. I resist steadfast in the faith. Amen. This is the story of Jesus rebuking scribes or Pharisees or somebody. This is 16 through 30. I'm writing this in my Bible, guys. Everybody just... Five, 16 through 30. I want that reference back there by chapter 4. That way the next time I'm over there in chapter 4, I'll remember this reference. John 5, 16.
Creating your own cross-reference Bible.
Create your own cross-reference Bible. Here we go. You want to read, love?
Sure.
John 5, 16 through 30.
For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. He was always doing something to irritate them on the Sabbath.
Yes, he was.
But Jesus answered them, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.
Now, stop. See, Jesus just said, my Father's been working all along.
Yeah.
And yet the father stopped working. So he didn't stop working. Entered into the rest.
Course,
he took us all into that rest where we can enter in and rest. I can hear people, you mean I don't have to go to work anymore, Pastor? No, you don't have to go to work. You just kind of lay around the pool. People get saved. And... All right, keep going.
Verse 19, then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father, just as they honor the Father. That's interesting.
Yeah.
He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life.
Amen.
Yeah. That is a John 3:16 cross-reference. And shall not come into judgment, but he who passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Where did you want me to go?
30.
Okay, that's where I'm at. Wasn't I? Yeah. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me.
And see, that's the greatest teaching that you're ever going to find about entering into your own promised land. Now, naturally, here in the ministry, we're entering into a promised land.
Mm-hmm.
And we never knew where this promised land looked like or what was here or, you know, the giants or milk and honey. We didn't know none of that. We're just entering in. But as we've continually gone forward, God has given us more and more territory. As we take territory, he gives us territory. And that's the way it is in every part of our life. You look at the Matthew chapter 13 verses where Jesus said to him who has revelation, more will be given. God is always going to be in the business of taking care of those that are out there making something go on anywhere in any part of life. Well, when you start looking at taking a territory that you don't know anything about, you're going to have to do that by the power and the presence of Almighty God.
Yeah.
And Jesus so aptly teaches it right here. Verse 19. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father doing. And whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things. Now, and he shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works that all y'all might marvel. Well, the Father is in you and I also, and he is showing to us what he wants to do. Our challenge is, will we turn down all the distractions so we can be alone with God? Because there's a lot of people that don't know how to talk to God without having distractions running. That would be like me saying to Sister Leanne, I love you so much, but having the radio blaring so loud she couldn't hear me with a love song about I love you so much. No, she wants me to say it to her face, into her eyes, that I love her. Right? Well, I'm glad you said yes, or I was in trouble. But you know, if I have to turn the music on every time I want to talk to her, that's going to be kind of a weird kind of relationship. But there's people that can't talk to God unless they have worship music on. Boom, boom. I had one lady tell me one time, she said, you can't speak in tongues unless you're in church and there's a worship service going. And I said, oh, yeah? Watch this. Goes, oh, you're not speaking in tongues. You're just babbling. I'm like, well, no, I'm not babbling. But what you've got is the only place that we get to be holy is in church. And I got a word for you. When you're entering into your next promised land, you're probably not going to be in church when you're entering into that promised land.
Right.
Wait, even what we're doing here and this ministry and what we're doing right now at night and everything, that's entering into a promised land. And this is church, but there's a whole lot of stuff that's got to go on outside of this couple hours right here. And that is when you need to hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
And Jesus just said, I have, he didn't say it, but I'm going to add some words for him. I have learned to only do what I am seeing the Father do in heaven. Why? Because then that means you win.
Yeah.
I'm only going to say the words that I hear my Father saying.
And there is something to say about that. That sounds like such an odd statement, to labor to enter into the rest. But it really is laborsome to do something you're not used to. It's so much easier for us to do what we know how to do physically, and many things that we don't even think about, we just know how to do it, and that we do it.
Yep.
When you have to stop doing everything that you know to expect to get the results you need, and you're just resting in the Lord to do that, it is laborsome. It just is easier sometimes to do what you know to do on your own instead of relying on the Father, and we've got to be careful not to fall into that. Okay, go ahead.
I think you're doing pretty good. Just turn the camera on and go. I'll sit here and shout amen like you've done all these years. What do you think? Francetta, we get the vote. Was she doing a good job?
I don't know if it made any sense or not to you guys, but it did make sense to me because I've been there. Yeah. Amber.
You're a team.
And ready, and she's even got hair and makeup done tonight, too.
Most certainly do that.
So here's the thing. Not only did Jesus say, I'm going to do what I see my Father doing, Jesus said, I can only say what I hear the Father saying. Well, guys, in order to get that, we got to learn to be alone with God.
Yeah.
Now, some of you are like, Pastor, I'm just getting used to being with all y'all. Now you got to tell me, I got to be alone. Well, what I'm telling you is, God gives secrets in the secret place.
Yes.
And the secret place isn't necessarily a throne.
Right.
Right.
Right. It can be, but not necessarily.
But it's not in the room where there's a whole bunch of different things happening all at the same time.
Right.
No. We've got to learn to shut down the noise. And let's just go there now. Joshua, hold your place in John 5 in Hebrews. Get your Bible markers on. Let's go to the book of Joshua. Say it. I'm entering into my promised land.
Entering into my promised land. Amen.
Joshua. Joshua, where's my verse? I always say it's 5. There it is, 5. 5:13. Actually, 5:13 is the verses I was looking at, but I want to go back to verse 9 through 15. Joshua 5:9-15. This is the story of Joshua getting ready to enter into his rest as he's crushing armies. Doesn't sound like much rest, does it?
It doesn't.
Verses 9 through 15. You can read it. It's the one thing that we've learned in reading the Bible every day and read the Word is that the Old and New Testament are totally and completely correlated.
Mm-hmm.
They're just interwoven together. And you and I got to enter in. Here we go.
Verse 9, then the Lord said to Joshua, this day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you.
That's an amazing statement.
Yeah.
To roll away the reproach. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Therefore.
Rip, stop your begging, Rip. Go ahead.
Therefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. Ripley. Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight in the plains of Jericho.
Don't worry about it. Joshua is still there and Ripley is still here.
Yeah. Verse 11, and they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. And the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year. I love that. I love that.
Now, see, that's interesting because entering into the rest, that form of provision dried up.
Yeah. That was
yeah.
Yep.
You see, that form of provision, daily provision, that ended.
Because it was replaced
now,
with him.
How would you like to have been Joshua and to heard God say, on this day, there will be no more food? After he watched a bunch of thumbsuckers cry and moan and groan and die because they're there complaining about food.
Yeah.
I didn't say any cuss words right there, just in case you weren't paying closely attention. And here's Joshua taking them in, entering them into their rest, and then the food stops.
But it didn't stop until after they already had the new food, right?
Keep it reading. We'll find out. 12.
12. We'll read 12 again. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. And the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his, capital H, sword drawn in his hand, And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or our adversary?" So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so.
So what you see is Joshua is they're in the land, got a new thing happening, and Joshua is out looking at Jericho going, "All right, that's where we got to go." He's all by himself. As a leader, that happens sometimes. You got to go get along, stand out on the side of the mountain, say, "Oh, God," you know?
Yeah.
And what I love about Joshua is all of a sudden, God, you know, Jesus is standing by him, the captain of the Lord of hosts. That's Jesus. And he's got a sword. And Joshua draws his sword and goes after him. Joshua's a warrior. He went right to him. "Are you for us or against us?" Because he was going to take that enemy out.
Yep.
And yet Jesus said, "No, I'm the captain of the Lord of hosts, and kick your shoes off, boy. This is holy ground."
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just your common place.
Can you imagine coming to the realization that he's standing right there in front of you? I always think about that when Peter in the boat, too, realized, "Oh, this is the Lord." Wow. Anyways, go ahead, sorry.
Well, don't stop now. Yeah. You're on a roll.
Yeah, but that's a whole different subject. They just always imagine when these people have come to the realization the Lord is standing right there in front of them talking to them.
And yet,
yeah.
And yet,
wow.
As we enter into the promised land, we got to realize even though we don't see him, he's right here now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's in us.
Yeah.
And there's angels in this room right now. Why? I have an angel. You have one. Francetta has one. Francetta might have 10 or 12. You never know. She goes four-wheeling in her Toyota Prius, so, you know, you never know.
She keeps her angels busy.
Her angels go back to heaven and say, "My Lord, boys, put on some heavy armor to go on that dude."
Don't give her anything now.
But she sure is happy. But see, that's not, you know, we're not, for those of you who may not know us, we're not hammering a lady named Francetta. We all love her, okay? But the reality behind that thought, that statement is this. Every one of us have got to enter in. And we've got to begin to understand about the angels that are working with us. We got to understand about Jesus, the captain of the Lord of hosts. We've got to understand about the Father who's we've been made one with. We got to figure out in ourselves. Well, you know, it's not the figure out word. I rebuke figure out. We've got to get the revelation on the inside of us from the Word of God that says, "Hold it. God is with me. The angels are with me. Jesus is with me. Holy Spirit lives in me. And I'm not going to take a piece of ground from anything, anywhere, in any way, without the help of Almighty God."
Amen.
You're just not going to do it. And how many of you are like me? We just soon see Jesus standing in the room with you.
Yeah, amen. Manifest presence.
Well, you know, I forget. Brother Hagin said on that video we were studying last week or 2 weeks ago. Brother Hagin said that Jesus actually came in the room with him like 8 times or 9 times. Now, you might say, yeah, but that's for Brother Hagin. Well, there's nothing different between Brother Hagin and you. Few years of study, few years of ministry, you know, 500,000 miles on the road. There ain't too much between you and him. But the idea is every one of us, no matter the position you're in the kingdom, we've all got to learn to work with God our Father, Holy Spirit, they're on the inside, Jesus our Lord on the inside, and the angels that are standing right here with us right now today.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, Joshua is such a warrior. He's like, he went right after him. Are you for us or against us? He was taking him out. He was not going to let that person, that being standing there. He was not. Now, remember, this is Joshua entering his rest.
Mm-hmm.
And the first warrior he went after was Jesus. So, you know, that's pretty tough. But see, now God gives Joshua a plan through Jesus and says, this is what I want you to do. First of all, I want you to tell Israel to shut their mouth and not say a word.
Can you imagine what that was like?
Well,
oh my goodness.
Most 2022 believers couldn't make that one happen. They'd get to day number two and God would say, well, Jesus say, the angel would say, well, you messed up. We're starting over. Day number one. We got 6 more to go. Oh.
And it was a lot of people, thousands of people.
Thousands.
Their children and everybody.
Millions
else.
Of yeah. people. 3 million people not saying a word for a week.
With their babies.
Woo! Wait, it might not have been everybody with the babies. Maybe they let the mamas talk, because if you tell a woman not to talk for a week, it's likely to have a big mess.
Ha, 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 ha. My goodness, I can't believe you said
The tent might explode if you tell the women not to talk, you know. But the idea is, why did God say that to Joshua? So that Joshua and the people weren't saying words that were going to destroy the victory he was giving them. Say it with me. We're entering our rest.
We're entering our rest.
So, you know, here's Jericho. It's a city on a hill. They've already defeated Sihon, king of Heshbon, Og, king of whatever, and Balak and Balaam. They already defeated all them guys on the other side of the Jordan. So it's not like, and the Philistines, it's not like they weren't successful at winning a battle. It doesn't matter when it's a battle with God. Most of us want God to move like he's moved all of our life.
How so?
Well,
hi, Mary.
You know, hi, Mary. Love you. Hey, wait, it's Mary and Don's anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, dear Mary and Don. Happy anniversary to you.
What happened to that harmony?
You were supposed to hold the note. You were supposed to hold the note, and I was going to harmonize with it.
Okay, we apologize for that song, Mary. We had good intentions. I'm glad you're here.
So I think Mary and Don have been married for, you know, that's how many years?
Alrighty then.
29, I think she said. Love you, Mary.
We do love you, Mary. Glad you're here.
We are in Joshua chapter 5, and we thoroughly expect you to be ready to read the whole chapter in 5 minutes. For those of you that might be new, I know Mary too. Mary's just one of the, another one of the people here that we joke and laugh and have a good time with, all right? I want everybody to say, man, I don't want that guy treating me like that. No, here's Joshua, and Joshua's seen how to fight a battle and win. You know, go kill the enemy. Superior firepower wins. But when we're conquering our promised land, the battle is God's, not yours.
Amen.
We don't get to tell God how to fight his battle. That's the interesting part of this whole deal.
Yeah.
And Joshua's got to be on that mountain and, you know, outside the city talking with God so that he can hear the battle plan and know exactly how he's going to fight that battle and win. Now, what time is it?
It is 9:45.
Let's just read it. We might as well just read it. Six. Just read chapter 6. Sister Land's doing good reading tonight, isn't she?
Hold on, let me get the verse. And see, that's another one of those interesting things. It's just easier. It would be easier for him to do what he knows how to do. And to stop and then say, really, we're going to win this battle by marching around not talking for a week?
Well, yeah, because they were already mighty warriors.
Right.
It's the heart that counts, not the tune.
Thank you, Mary.
What's cool about the fellowship we have here is the jabs go both ways with no trouble.
Too funny. Okay, I'm almost there. I think I am.
We all have big shoulders, and like a duck, water rolls off the back.
Okay, Joshua 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in.
Now, if you watched
VeggieTales,
they were riding around on the top in chariots throwing slushies at them.
And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. Oh, so it was just the men that were marching around. Okay. Why did I never catch
that? Well, because we were questioning whether God told the women to be quiet or just the men of war.
And the children. Okay, so
that's a difficult task to tell the women to be quiet.
You're sitting here amongst two right now. You could be in trouble.
Pretty soon the screen's going to melt down.
Yeah. And one has utensils. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall all go around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. Can you imagine how cool that sounded?
Oh, it's got to sound amazing.
Oh.
And it's got to sound just about like the semis that circled Washington, D.C. and Toronto or wherever it was they were at.
Yeah.
Because That trumpet was to signify the coming of God.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It shall come to pass when they make a...
Hold on. We're in Joshua 6:5. Here we go.
Joshua 6:5. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with ram horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant and let the seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city and let him who is armed advance before the Ark of the Lord. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came up after the Ark, while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout.
But see, he didn't command the warriors, he commanded the people, saying.
Yeah.
So ladies, you're going to have to really start practicing on how to be quiet. And the first way is to call your husband Lord.
Yeah.
Like Sarah did. Here we go.
Until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. So he had the Ark of the Lord circle the city, going around it once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. Then seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came up after the Ark of the Lord while the priests continued blowing the trumpets.
But see, what you got to see here is that they're doing exactly very specifically what God told them to do.
Yeah.
And it's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. And he said, I only say what I hear my Father say. Some of you might be saying, wait, I don't think I've ever seen God do anything. I don't think I've ever even heard Jesus say anything. That's where you are at. That's where I'm at. That's where we're all at. We got to take our relationship to the next level of God, where we can see what he sees and do what he does and only say what he says. We got to go to that next level.
Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, it's a level of rest. Just chill out and take a nap. You'll be there.
Yeah. Verse 14. And the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early, about the dawning of the day, and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. In that day only they marched around the city 7 times. And the seventh time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Verse 18, and you by all means abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take the accursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it.
Wow.
But all the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpet. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet And the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and donkey with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said to the two men who had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and from there bring out the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her. And the young men who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out all her relatives and left them outside the camp of Israel. But they burned the city and all that was in it with fire, only the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua spared Rahab the harlot, her father's household, and all that she had. So she dwells in Israel to this day because she hid the messengers from her whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Then Joshua charged them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up its gates. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all the country.
Now, let's go real quick and grab Judges, chapter 7, and verse number 3. Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. This is Judges 7, 3. And 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained. Now, this is Gideon getting ready to take out the Midianites. Mm-hmm. Anointed by God, blessed by God, a man of God, known for his great judging that he did. He was a great judge. But here's the thing, guys. What you got to see is God uses the battle plan. He knows what he's doing right now, today, and he knows how he's going to win this battle that you and I are in. And our challenge is to turn off the stuff and all the distractions and get alone with him so that we can figure out what the battle plan is.
Amen.
Look at verse 4. The Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them. There was too many people for God to give an answer. And yet, the children of Israel had an army of, you know, whatever. I think it ended up being 600,000 or something. Well, that was how many men there was.
That's how many men there were.
Yeah, like 72,000. I think it was like 72,000 in their army. That's a pretty heavy army.
Yeah.
But the point about what I'm making is where we started with this lesson tonight is that you and I have got to learn how to enter into that rest. And entering into that rest is that we are paying attention to what God Almighty himself says.
Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, that ain't always simple. That's why when you go back here to the book of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul, writing the book of Hebrews chapter 5, wrote, or four, labor to enter in to this rest. It's actually hard work resting.
Yeah, surrendering your own inclinations. Yeah.
I really think Sister Leanne needs to preach the rest of this message to me.
Mm-hmm.
She preaches at me. Well, say it with me. I am entering in.
I am entering
to my promised land.
To my promised land, amen.
And Pastor will find that old message, and we'll listen to it.
All right.
Because I was preaching about the promised land then, and I'm preaching about now. I forgot that, and now that I'm thinking about it, I have to open up the video in Facebook, save it, and then download it to YouTube, and that's what makes it work. All I was doing was just opening the video and sitting here looking like, what are you doing? Do something. And the video looked back at me and said, you're the owner of the computer. Do something intelligent. Why don't you? Let's look at it. Verse 6, Hebrews 4, 6. Since, therefore, it remains that some must enter this rest, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. Verse 9, there remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. And this is what we continually see God doing. In this kingdom, there's a lot of work to do. Have you noticed that? A lot of work to do. And every bit of it takes teaching and training, discipling, you know, of people. That's hard work. Because there's a lot of people that like the mess that they're in. And it's their only form of identity is that mess. Then everybody's like, let Sister Leanne finish the message, please, Pastor.
Oh my goodness, look at how he's so hubris.
But see, you and I, we've got to enter in. We've got to enter in. And we got to let God do it like he wants.
And how do you do that, Pastor?
Every day you wake up in the morning and you start your day out. I like to start my day, Sister Leanne and I, we like to start our day with Psalm 103. It's one of our favorite day starting verses in the whole Bible. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 6, 7, 8, 10, 21. It don't matter. Just read the whole chapter. But it's a good way to start the day because it starts the day out saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. I mean, thank God for a house. Thank God for Francetta's house. Thank God for food and coffee and water. And thank God for a car. How many of you thank God lately for your shower? You don't know how nice it is to have a nice hot shower until you've had a day or two without one, and then you're like, oh, my Lord, Jesus. It doesn't even have to be a perfect tub and a hot tub, just a nice hot shower. But, see, that's what David did in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, I bless your holy name. Now make it personal. He forgives all my iniquity. Don't talk about everybody else's iniquity. Talk about your own. Right? Then he said, he heals all my diseases. Well, he took away the diseases at the cross. He did away with the curse. So you don't have any diseases. Only disease process that might be around you is something the enemy's brought to you. Don't accept it.
Come away. Thank you, Lord.
One guy said, the devil threw the football to me. I fumbled. Well, fumble every time. Don't catch anything from the enemy.
Amen.
But see, he forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He crowns your life
for these things.
Oh, I'm messing it up. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. No, no, no shame, because God don't want you to be ashamed. Psalm 103, might as well go there, because you know I'm going. Forget not all his benefit. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases, 1 through 8. He redeems your life from destruction. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for redeeming me. I love it. You crown me with loving kindness and tender mercy. You satisfy my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like an eagle. Did you notice he's satisfying your mouth with good things? And that's not protein and honey and what wasabi peas. He's teaching you to talk right. Want to say it with me? Jesus, teach me to talk right.
Jesus, teach me to talk right.
Jesus, teach me to talk right.
Amen, Rodney. Kathy, I thank God today for a clean eye scan at the retina doc.
Oh,
well,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, too.
Glory, hallelujah. I'll bet that woman had to stop talking for a minute, didn't she? Everybody, I'm just teasing tonight,
question.
All right? Nobody be offended by me tonight.
So rest in the word, not listening to the word to go to sleep. That is a perfect way to go to sleep, Roger. Rest in the word.
Yes, resting in the word is listening to the word while you're going to sleep in the word.
Amen.
That's an excellent way. Now, I heard, I don't remember who it was. Who said it? I can't listen to Brother Jesse when I'm trying to fall asleep because fires me up.
Yeah, Jesse is not one of those.
I'd be awake all night. But then they said, now, Brother Hagin, I could go to sleep by him. Who said that? It might have been Kenneth. It might have been Kenneth that said that.
Remember.
You might not be able to go to sleep by me. I might not be a good process of sleeping. But then again, maybe we are. Brother Tim Brown always fell asleep by me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been many others that have fallen asleep by me every night.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? You and I are making our life work and saying, God, help me enter into my promised land. I want to say this again from the other night. Remember this. Pretty much tonight, we've only talked about the wonderful things that God has done. But if you are somebody who was trained to be negative, trained to be nasty, mean, trained to be scornful or a mocker by somebody that in your eyes was someone to look up to, you're going to have to untrain that by the word of God, because that's not God. A mocker, a scornful person, somebody that's always got a joke or it's not even a joke, it's a slam against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get out of that. And you might not even want to be where you are. We were saying this the other night and talking about people that were maybe having problems getting rid of some language out of their mouth or some form of fleshly action. That's just a fleshly action. That's all it is. You were trained to do it by your soulish realm. And so you got to untrain the soulish realm from it. But here's the point. What's the point? Point is, you were trained to be that way by somebody important in your life. You're going to probably have to work just as hard to untrain yourself as what they work to train you. You get the power of God you get the presence of God. You get the anointing of God to help you do that. But I encourage you, don't claim that other person as who you are. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Am I making sense what I'm trying to say? Yeah. If I'm not, ask a question or something. Why are you saying that, Pastor? Because I know a lot of people who are very discouraged in their Christian life because they don't feel like they can walk with God. But it's not true. You, any man that's in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. But your soulish realm, that's the realm of you that God, that somebody else trained into you.
Mm-hmm.
That soulish realm might be mean. It might be snarling all the time. It could be someone that's always depressed. It could have been you was trained by someone to always be sick, a hypochondriac. Isn't that right, the right way to say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You might be someone that was trained to be afraid of heights or afraid. You're just trained to be afraid. Well, now that you're a new creation, all that has changed, but you still got to renew your mind. But know this, we will never condemn you here, ever. We'll stand alongside of you and help you win that battle. Because that's our place in the kingdom of God. And I was studying a bunch of different things this afternoon. One of the things is God had said to me once, I'm not holding anything back from you. Why would I hold something back from you? Because then I would be the author of lack. When it comes to your daily provision, I'm not holding it back. Either you're not appropriating it effectively, you have an enemy that is opposing you, and you don't realize that enemy opposition is messing up your finances. And I'm like, wow, that's a powerful statement. Yeah. Now, am I welcoming that in by my actions of not resting and just, this is what I've always done, and so I'm going to go back and always do that again? Well, Jesus, there is not one example of Jesus failing in the whole New Testament.
Right.
Because he won't fail. And Jesus was here as a man, anointed by the Holy Spirit. So you don't have to fail.
And it didn't matter the circumstances around him either. He just knew that the Father was going to make it work out, whatever was going on. This may not have been the plan you had in your head. But it doesn't matter, because if you're surrendered to the Father, he'll still work it through.
I love the story of Jesus getting in the boat, because he was going to walk by him. Am I just rambling now? Yeah. He was going to walk by him, and they're like, hey! So he's like, well, all right, I'll stop. And when he got closer, like, Master, get in the boat with us. And he's like, why? I'm safer here. You guys are getting ready to go down. So when he got in the boat, you know, the sea is smooth as glass. Then it says, as soon as he entered the boat was immediately at the other side. Not so the disciples didn't have to row. So that what the enemy tried to do, putting the storm up to stop him from being able to intersect with that demoniac, Jesus, God, moved the boat to the shore. So as soon as they got out, they were right in front of the demoniac, and Jesus just cast that devil out. Some people want to be translated because you don't like the red lights between here and the mall. But see, Jesus don't have a problem translating you for a evangelistic process. Because Philip was translated out of the watering hole straight to Azotus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus had the boat. He got in the boat and immediately it was at the other side. So God's not afraid to move. You and I got to the point that we hear what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And we do what he does.
Yeah. We've adapted so much to this world and the ways of this world that we've gotten so far away from the ways of God that we don't even recognize them anymore or receive them as the way we're supposed to be living.
Got to receive God. Got to. Because anything short of his ways is not going to work. It's like, whatever he tells you to do, do. Whatever you see the Father doing, do it. Whatever you hear the Father say, say it.
And don't freak out.
And don't freak out. Wait. And don't freak out, even though that's normal.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about the disciples. They're like, oh, it's a ghost. Oh. And it walks up to the boat, and they're like, oh, it's Jesus. And you know, there was somebody on the boat's like, Jesus, you have to stop doing that. You're just scaring me. And then Peter's like, get in the boat. And Jesus probably just like, you guys are going down. I'm safe out here. And the one time Peter's like, well, tell me to come out there with you. And Jesus like, come on, Peter. Peter got out and walked on the water. Why? So he could go be with Jesus while he watched the rest of the disciples sink. But see, then I think it's one of the greatest miracles of the Bible. People don't talk about it. Immediately that ship was at the shore. Why? So Jesus could meet that Gadarene demoniac and get him set free. Jesus wants to do big things. Mm-hmm. But you got to learn that he said, take up your cross and follow me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is
light. Amen.
And you will find rest to your soul in Jesus' mighty name. Not sleep to your body. Rest inside your spirit and your soul. And you're going to sleep. But the idea is what we've read in Hebrews is there's a promise of entering his rest. That's not his sleep. And what that is no more struggle trying to do the work of God. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Let's pray. And we'll get our communion elements ready. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the wonderful, majestic word of God. Thank you. And thank you that you have a promised land for each of us. Place where the milk and honey flows. Place where there's great abundance. Place where you're blessed with houses and lands and livestock and the farm and chickens and whatever else it is we need. Thank you. Thank you that you have a plan for every person listening to my voice.
Amen.
Right now. And it's a good plan. And it's a plan that will bring peace and healing and strength and blessing. And we thank you for it. Help us today. Enter into that rest in you. Enter into that rest in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, we have no greater desire. We have no greater desire than to just walk with you every single day of our life, just like you're leading. Just like you're leading. Lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Here we go. Let's receive our communion elements together in the new covenant worship. And guys, just like that, this program is done. Immediately, we was at the other side. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Verse 25. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Why? He said, as often as you do this, you proclaim his redemptive work until it comes. Verse 28, let him examine himself. You got to examine yourself and say, "I need you, Lord." Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Then 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18 says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Well, that's what we just read in 31. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Don't you love it? Mm-hmm. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love.
Amen.
And there's no fear in the communion elements or being a born-again believer. Now, you ready? Pray the prayer of salvation with me now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
Remember, all y'all on the Zoom, you can join with us. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Now put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life, Lord Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Lord Jesus.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
All of your mercy,
all of your
grace,
all of your love,
all of your righteousness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord, that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you called it all joy. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray it with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin
has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
Even when it's just learning how to rest. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
A glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his blood shed together.
Oh, that's a great high thanks. It was your money you won. Throughout this time, worse than he ever was. A man like you.
We got all kinds of folks talking. Thank you, Jesus.
All phones ringing, grandchildren calling, all kinds of interruptions.
I love it. I love live TV. It's just wonderful. If you don't like it, start, because it makes a lot of fun. Let's sing our song about Jesus. Let's sing "Oh How I Love Jesus." You ready? Mm-hmm. There is a name I love to sing. I love to speak its word. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first loved me. Well, I should know the next verse, but for some reason I'm drawing a blank.
I'm a warrior.
Tells of one whose love. No, I'm missing. Huh? Maybe Phyllis knows that. I don't know. I don't want to just depend on Phyllis like that. I want to be able to sing it myself.
Oh, honey, there are some other songs that I sing all the time, and that one just kind of took me back to the phone.
Where did all my songs go? Who took my songs out of my notes? Did you take my songs out of my notes?
Not me.
I think Sister Lynn moved them. See if I would really be diligent and find them. There it is.
Sing the chorus again. Oh, how I love
Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. love me. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first love me. Can you believe that my computer, when I searched it, said it is not on the computer? That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
That's why you're supposed to have it in your brain.
Yeah. There you go. We rely too much on those computers.
Now, thank you guys for being with us here today. Look at there. We got done in some good time tonight. Because I got to let Sister Leanne read the verses, because I just get all messed up in it. Every verse sends me to another place to preach another verse. And if she's reading them, then I don't have to go to all those other verses, but we don't get in 4 hours, Brother Roger.
Right. We like it.
It's important, you know, that 4 hours of preaching for Roger is important.
You gotta love these guys. I just love you guys. Now, for everybody with us on YouTube and Facebook Live, thanks for being with us tonight. Brother Dave Villiard, it's good to have you with us, man. It's good to see your face again. Even though all I saw was your words, it's still good to see your face. And God bless you, all of our friends from around the world. Those of you who don't sign in till later, there's always somewhere between 25 and 50 people that are viewing the program, so... wherever you might be, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. We speak the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it to be with you. That means no painful toil for God's blessings in your life. I declare over your life, your family, I declare in Jesus' name that the blessing happens for you everywhere you go. For those of you in the war-torn nations, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And know this, angels of God are going before you. And according to Psalm 91, no evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling. He has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. You will not dash your foot against a stone. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come near you if you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. God said, with long life, I satisfy him. I show him my salvation in Jesus' mighty name.
We're always doing great. Take 8 hours too.
All right, to those on Facebook, we sure do love you. We'll see you again real soon, and that'll be tomorrow at noon, and then we'll see you back here tomorrow night. We're going to be talking again some more about entering into your own promised land, because every one of us got one we've got to enter into. Mm-hmm. And when you stand before Jesus, you'll be judged by whether or not you entered in or just stood there and looked at it. And I don't recommend standing looking. I recommend enter in.
Amen.
Even though, I mean, there's a reason God said to Joshua, be strong and very courageous, because he had to be. And so do you and I. But I'm preaching tomorrow night's message. All right. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you. Everybody say it. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
I love you.
And Jesus is
Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. Hey, Kathy, coming up, I want to hear about that movie.
Okay.
Talk to us. How'd it go? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. It was, there was a co-op